For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Loyalty, upholding church doctrine and policy. As pastors and ministers in the Apostolic Faith Organization, we must uphold the gospel that has been given us with unfaltering loyalty, allegiance, and faithfulness. Our responsibility as shepherds and guardians of this fellowship is to follow the Apostle Paul's admonition. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. In his epistles to Timothy and Titus, Paul emphasized the importance of upholding and preaching sound doctrine. The Greek word translated doctrine in these passages is more inclusive than some realize. It is defined as instruction, learning, teaching. We must be cautious of drawing a definite distinction between what we call doctrine and what we identify as standards or policies, since that distinction does not exist in the Bible. In 2 Thessalonians 2:15, we are commanded, "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle." In the Apostolic Faith Organization, we have been entrusted with good teachings that encourage holy living, and our mandate is to hold to those teachings and pass them on to the next generation. Satan's design is for the church to become more like the world. Many religious organizations that once stood for a holiness way of life have abandoned it. What was viewed as wrong a generation or two ago is not identified as wrong any longer. The trend seems to be for ministers to preach what people will accept rather than to preach what people need to hear. However, God calls us to withstand the current that goes against the teachings of His Word. Our message must proclaim timeless Bible truths in the context of today's society. Those who listen may reject the truth, but we are not to let that sway us. The fourth chapter of 1 Timothy begins with the warning that, in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. We live in those times, so we must purpose to be unfailingly loyal to the doctrines of God's Word. Paul also warned Timothy that the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. The appropriate response in these troubled times is found in Hebrews 2:1, where we read, "Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip." The original word translated slip is a nautical term that suggests drifting away. Drifting can happen almost imperceptibly. While some individuals will reject the gospel outright, there is also a great danger that those who once knew the truth will simply neglect what they have heard and gradually drift away. As ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, God has called us to do all we can to maintain and pass on a holiness way of life. Paul challenged Timothy to keep that which had been committed to his trust. In 2 Timothy, he repeated the same thought, admonishing, "Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me." The phrase, "the form of sound words," indicates that Timothy was to retain more than specific words. It was the spirit of the message that Paul had conveyed to Timothy, which he wanted him in turn to convey to others. The generations come and go quickly, and we must be sure that each succeeding generation receives the pure gospel that was presented to us. We cannot separate where we are going from where we have been. Our vision, our mission, is rooted in our heritage and extends into our future as Jesus tarries. Our mandate from God is to take the teachings that were delivered to us and pass them on intact to the next generation. May God help us all to be faithful in this charge. Counsel to ministers. It is appropriate and necessary for the church to establish policies for those who participate. In Acts 15, people came to the church leadership in Jerusalem with opposing perspectives regarding policy. A discussion was held and a determination was made. In later chapters, we observe that those who submitted themselves to the determination of church leadership went on to be blessed of God. We do not impose church policy on those who choose not to participate in our work. We allow every individual to make the choices they feel they need to make. Nor should we suggest that salvation is contingent upon abiding by our policy. We have made policy decisions as a church organization to protect the unity and stability of our work around the world, but we recognize the right of individuals to make a personal choice regarding whether or not they wish to be a part of our fellowship. One writer notes that for many church positions, there is no express divine command. They are matters of convenience, things that tend to the order and harmony of the church. Hence, in the church, we are to submit to all the proper regulations for conducting public worship, for the promotion of religion, and for the administration of discipline. Those who submit themselves to the order God has established live a rich life within the church. Those who resist it live in varying degrees of frustration, for the deeper issue is subjection to God. Pastors and ministers may contact the Superintendent General for advice on how to handle questions regarding church policy. As ministers, we will encounter those who want to combatively debate doctrine and church policy. We stand on good biblical ground when we dismiss outright those who attempt to undermine it or sow discord in the church, for Paul admonished, "Withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us." The Bible is clear that believers are to submit to the authority of the church, as long as that authority does not conflict with the higher authority of God's Word, which grants the church its authority. Subordination is a Bible doctrine and is necessary for the welfare of the church. However, we must take care not to use such authority to lord it over God's people. We need to be aware that differences in perspective are not necessarily sowing discord. A minister who is insecure in his or her leadership can unwisely overreact, demanding that others follow. Subordination must be something that is willingly given by the flock because of their love for God and respect for the leader, rather than something that can be demanded or required. Many of the religious organizations in the world today advocate a different approach to both doctrine and policy than what we take in the Apostolic Faith Church. We cast no judgment on those who practice their faith differently than we do ours. We do not speak ill of them. Even though we are very loyal to the apostolic faith, it is not necessary to preach the apostolic faith or to specifically denounce other organizations. That should not be done from the pulpit. We preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.